my actual date of resignation is still up in the air. It will be done so that we will have enough time to have a special election. There's a special election in November. So we'll be able to get it done by then. The reason I'm resigning is because over the past year in particular, my mental health has been something that I've been open about and I've talked openly about, be it face-to-face or social media. And it's time for me to make a decision for myself. For the last 4 years, I've made a decision for my community, for everybody else, which I don't regret any of those decisions. But now it's time for me to take a step back and concentrate on my mental health and get back to the work that's going to be fulfilling and that I know I'm going to be able to be more effective at and get out of the way so somebody else can take this position who's gonna truly fulfill the seat.
So you won. I'm looking at the newspaper behind you. You know, it's probably one of the most memorable House races in recent memory. You defeated a member of a political machine dynasty. Mm-hmm. Came here, made a lot of bipartisan friends, were able to make an impact. But you kind of alluded to in your letter, like, real strain on your family. You went through some financial difficulties. You went through some personal difficulties too. Do you think it was worth it in the end? And if so, why?
Yes, it was worth it. Our old clerk, Adam Crumbly, said when we first were in orientation, he said, some of you will leave this. By the time you leave this house, your life will be different than it was when you came in. And I look back over my life and when I got sworn in 2017, to this day I have almost nothing that I had then. Family-wise, my mental health, more trauma, more depression, more anxiety. But as mentioned, I was able to pass legislation as a minority member in this body. I was able to put millions of dollars into the budget to speak to summer jobs across the entire state of Missouri. I was able to pass legislation for our veterans. And I was able to build some bridges and build some inroads that hopefully more folks can build off of that. And so I don't regret it, not one bit. I came here and I was effective and I'll continue to be effective. I'm not disappearing. I'm not just, going away. But I had to make a decision for myself, but I don't regret it at all.
Are you going to a new job?
So, yeah, I'll probably be going to a new job. I've been trying to figure that out, really trying to do something that deals with civic engagement, social impact, community organizing. So something around that, in that realm. But, yeah, because at the end of the day, I still got to support myself and my family. But I want to do the work. And I see that I can be effective inside and outside the system, but I feel like I could be more effective outside the system while continuing to work on myself and better my mental health.
When people resign from the House or the Senate, it's usually because of the scandal. And there could be people who see this announcement saying there has to be something else behind this. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that, just as kind of a counterpoint to that?
That idea, I blame on politics. I blame on us always saying, that's how politics goes. The reason why politics go the way that it's gone is because we've allowed it to. We haven't stopped it in its tracks to talk about the different things and the different reasons why people step back or the different things that go on in people's lives. We are elected officials, but we are humans. We are flawed. We are imperfect. But we have families and we go through the same struggles that everybody else goes through. And we should hold ourselves to a high standard. We should keep our integrity intact and all these different things. But when it comes to somebody saying, hey, this is why I'm leaving, you have no choice but to respect that perspective, because if you don't, if you try to reshape this into something that it's not, then you take away from the underlying issue of mental health awareness, and somebody and